Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef Buzzing with you today with Heather Buckmasters. We talk about the efforts to sell more beef overseas from the U.S. Back on that in just a moment.
Hello, I'm Dale Phillips, president of Old Surety Life Insurance Company. Over 2,000 years ago, a child was born, and on December 25th, we will celebrate his birthday. God so loved the world, he gave his only son. This was his gift to mankind, and whoever believes in his son, Jesus, will not perish, but have eternal life. In a world full of uncertainty, where our country seems to have lost sight of this gift, we at Old Surety believe in this gift. Christmas is not about how much you get, but how much you give. This is the message of Christmas. If Old Surety sounds like the type of insurance company you want to do business with, call us at 800-272-5466. And don't be surprised when a real person answers the phone and says, Merry Christmas, Old Surety. Old Surety has been helping Oklahomans since 1932 with their life and Medicare insurance needs. I promise we will do our best to find you the right coverage you can afford. Keep Christ in Christmas, keep our country in your prayers, and keep believing in God's promise. From all of us at Old Surety, Merry Christmas.
The U.S. Meat Export Federation has 249 member organizations supporting their work overseas promoting U.S. beef, pork, and lamb. And many of those organizations are state beef councils. All the state beef councils from this part of the world are involved. Arkansas and Missouri and Kansas and New Mexico and Colorado, Texas, Oklahoma as well. And some of these beef councils have stepped up with additional dollars. For example, the Oklahoma Beef Council has done just exactly that over the last year or so. Heather Buckmaster is their executive director.
We made the decision actually in fiscal year 2012. We made the decision for a couple of reasons. One, you know, the declining buying power of the beef checkoff. Today, the beef checkoff has about 50% of the buying power it did in 1987. So we were looking for ways to really leverage and stretch those dollars as effectively and efficiently as we possibly could. And then second, we recognize that 96% of the world's population lives outside of the United States. So there's great opportunity. And then third, honestly, the export market was adding significant value to the bottom line of our farmers and ranchers. As an example, about $200 a head to the price of fed cattle.
And Heather tells us about one promotion that some Oklahoma beef checkoff dollars have been earmarked for.
Well, first of all, we've invested in Japan in a retail promotion. The U.S. Meat Export Federation was able to leverage our dollars with a Japanese retailer that has 174 outlets. And we talk about leverage. For every dollar we invested, they invested $5. And that was a month-long promotion that included everything from sampling to the normal media. But it resulted in a 14% increase in U.S. beef sales.
And the experts say we'll be able to do even more of these type of retail promotions in Japan once we see that age barrier of 20 months go up to a 30-month level. Heather Buckmaster points out we'll have a lot more beef available for the Japanese market to utilize.
Absolutely. I think what we need to understand and what cattlemen would need to understand is because of that 20-month rule, what it meant is that retailers and food service operators in Japan really couldn't depend upon a consistent supply. Most months, only about 15% of U.S. beef would qualify for the market, sometimes as high as 25%. But when we go to 30 months, and I'm saying when, not if, but when it goes to 30 months, I'm hopeful, it means 95% of U.S. beef would be marketable in the Japanese marketplace, which is huge for us, absolutely huge.
Of course, they love our beef.
They love our beef. It's a very high, our beef is a high value item for them, but it's also more affordable than their local product.
Executive Director of the Oklahoma Beef Council, Heather Buckmaster. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.